Welcome back. This is Pixie Jenkins. Earlier we heard from the Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce about his lifelong connection with Aboriginal peoples. Here I'm speaking with Steve Widders, an Anawan elder from Armidale in the constituency of our Deputy Prime Minister. Steve, what does Barnaby do for your mob down there?
Well, he's absent a lot. We don't see much of him. We've seen quite a bit of him in the last couple of months, but I don't think he gives very effective representation, not only for our mob, but for any mob. He's out of New England quite a bit. We've seen a lot of him in the last 2 months, and that's what politicians do, I suppose. But I think that he would give us a fair hearing, but we don't always get results. And I understand that comes down to fiscal matters, monetary matters. It's always spoken about on election time, but for the last 3 years, we haven't seen much of him at all. We're not happy. The Aboriginal people around here are not real happy with him.
You saw the Q&A. You were there at the Q&A, is that right?
I was. I was there at Tamworth Q&A. There wasn't much mention about Indigenous. There wasn't any Indigenous mentioned at all, except Mr. Joyce mentioned it at the end, in the last sentence that he said, Indigenous issues. So it's not getting real good coverage. Not very good coverage. It's not reflecting the policies of the government at all. It's not saying anything about the Closing the Gap reports and the failure of the Closing the Gap this year. You know, coming out with a bad report there. No mention of that at all. They talked a lot about coal seam gas and land and water, which is very important, because if we don't have that life support systems, if we don't look after that, like our ancestors did, well, nothing else matters. But we need to get a lot more on the agenda. Aboriginal people right across this country have to really get in the politicians' faces and say, well, what about us?
And as an Anawan elder, your mob does, he doesn't talk about your mob much at all, but you wanted to ask him a question last night. If you had the chance to ask him that question now, what was it?
Simple question. Mr. Joyce, respectfully, you know, you are the Deputy Prime Minister, you are leader of the Nationals, you're Minister of Water, Minister for Agriculture, plus you hold a lot of senior parliamentary positions. In your leadership roles, you're often absent from New England, as you are now. How can you really, effectively and honestly and positively represent the constituents of New England when you're never there? How can you honestly say you represent our viewpoints, our concerns, our issues when you're never there? You haven't been here much in the last 3 years, and in your roles, you certainly won't be there in the next 3 years. To me, that's not given effective representation.
And you're speaking for all mobs there, not just as an Anawan elder, but you're speaking for all mobs, aren't you?
Brother, we're all constituents of the electorate. And we all have the same concerns. You know, we're all Australians too. We have to face the challenges that every other Australian faces. And if our electorate, you know, if our representative is not going to represent us because he hasn't got the time, and I really don't think he has the real commitment to be our representative here in New England, black or white, you know, I admire him for putting his hand up to represent us, but he has to be able to do the job effectively.
If you had your druthers, who would you see as your representative?
Look, I think, yes, somebody is not going to take on senior leadership role. Mm-hmm. And I know Mr. Joyce is important in the party, but his roles are in the party. His main place is going to be in Canberra. If not Canberra, other parts of Australia or overseas. I would like to see somebody who is real and genuine about the, you know, representing our concerns in the electorate that elects him, that votes for him. I think Mr. Tony Windsor, one of the chief opponents, one of the chief contestants for the seat of New England, he's had this seat on at least 3 occasions before and has also represented this electorate in state parliament as well. He's been a very good one, and I think, you know, an independent person who doesn't have those responsibilities at a senior level, they would be more at home with us. And to be quite frank, Tony Windsor is more personable, he's more approachable, he has an established rapport with Aboriginal people right around the region. They all respect him, they all find him easy to talk to, and he listens to us, speaks on our behalf. But don't get me wrong, I take my hat off to Mr. Joyce for undertaking those leadership roles. And he does a good job in the National Party, and he does a good job in the agriculture and the water area. You know, I feel he does that. But he's supposed to represent the electorate of New England. How can he do that when he's never here? And, you know, to my knowledge, and I've got a fairly good knowledge of the whole region, he's never spoken to any Aboriginal community groups in all the time he's been in Parliament. That was before, when he was a senator. But I think too, you know, it's not just about being Aboriginal. We're all Australian. And if he's not putting our point of view across, he seems to be on the defensive all the time, defensive and saying how good what the Nationals have done. Yeah, sure, the Nationals have done a lot of things. But there's a lot of things that they promised and they haven't done here in the New England region, and this is the seat that's in question here.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time, mate. We've been talking to Steve Widders, an Annawan elder.